everybody. It's COVID times.
Yeah. We never got our theme music. Like, you know, on all the news channels, they've got their dun-dun-dun. You know, they've got their music.
We need bumper music. Somebody hook us up.
Somebody. I know that there's got to be a producer somewhere in Atlanta that's got some time on their hands.
That's true. Yeah, some extra music bumps. Okay, so my mail person is going down the street. What time does your mail run?
My mail comes, it's late, like 5 o'clock.
Oh yeah, okay. On the weekends they come. I think they come later on the weekends, but
mine come early on the weekends.
Okay,
but during the week, usually there's a lot of times getting home from work, I run into the mailman.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so anyway, they were just going up and down the street, and I can see out of my window where it is. So I'm like, oh, it's mail time.
Yeah, the people that come early. Yes, I do remember.
Okay, so I remember mail time.
Yes. The people that come early in my neighborhood are the people that they're landscapers.
Oh gosh,
so
that would get me.
It's usually a weed whacker. That's what woke me up this morning, the weed whacker.
Yeah.
They start around, but they're still working. And I'm like, I guess there's a lot to do.
There's a lot of social distancing in yard work.
There is. So they're, you know, nobody's near anybody else. They're just out there, you know, mowing and whacking.
Yeah. I need somebody to mow and whack my yard. I need to call my yard guy.
Yeah, that person could have been working.
I'm sure he has another day job, so I need to see on his side gig if he's still doing that. We're on the good work show.
I know. My dad's thing used to be cutting the grass on the weekends until he discovered golf, and then that flew by the wayside. So there's that. Yeah. Yeah, it's another episode, a socially distant episode of the Good Work Show. We are back in our home studios.
This is a home studio, office, cafeteria. it's all kind of stuff in here.
It's just if there is something to be done, it generally happens in this room.
Yeah.
So, entertainment space. The TV's on mute over here. So you know, there's a lot of things happen. I'm thankful for my square footage these days. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Though I did realize there's my den. I never go in that room. Like, never. I even walk through it.
You should cut it off. You should rent it out.
Well, there's nothing to who? It's the den.
I don't know. That could be somebody's bedroom.
Well, it's a very
somebody needs one room, Ternice. You should rent that out.
My sister and my cousin, both of them have two boys, and both of them are like, they just want to come sit in my, because it's just got a sofa and the fireplace is in there, and it's just a really nice room, and both of them are like, I just want to sit in that room and read books and drink wine. I'm like, that's really what that room is for.
They're not coming over there for that.
Well, they don't live in the state, so probably not, but
coming up, special shout out to all our nonprofit friends and partners, because this is obviously coronavirus. Ooh, my nail's down. My nail polish is good. Some of them it isn't. And I'm not good. This is not nail shop quality, by the way. I am not going there.
Mine are okay, but this was, again, happened in this room.
at home manicures. But, you know, it's still been a difficult time for our nonprofit friends. And, of course, you know, even us at Goodwill, but definitely keep supporting them. And you have a good opportunity coming up. So Giving Tuesday has been moved up. Well, I guess there's going to be two Giving Tuesdays, I hope, for this year. And so Giving Tuesday is going to be on May 6th. So just in a couple of days. No, May 5th. May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. It's Cinco de Mayo. So you should celebrate Cinco de Mayo by supporting your local nonprofit. So Georgia Gives is going to be supporting, so you can give through the georgiagives.org website, or you can find your local preferred nonprofit, and I'm sure you can donate through their website. But support your nonprofits, support those people who are still doing the work, because we need our nonprofit community to stay strong after COVID, during COVID. You know, they need your support more now than ever. So please make sure you do that May 5th, Giving Tuesday in May.
Yeah, it has a name. Hold on.
Isn't it Giving Tuesday again or something?
Giving Tuesday Now.
Giving Tuesday Now. Okay.
Hashtag Giving Tuesday Now is going to be the May Giving Tuesday. So yeah, it's, you know, there's a lot of stuff happening, and we've talked about this before, our nonprofit partners are filling gaps, and, yes, you know, but they're not getting their normal support that they normally would. So it really is a good idea, and hopefully folks will hear our call, and there'll be a lot of promotion around it leading up to the day, but hopefully folks are really going to jump in and do what you can.
Yes. So who are you supporting on Giving Tuesday Now?
Other than the company that employs me.
Are you gonna give a donation?
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I mean, I put you on the spot.
Kind of did. I mean, there are organizations I already donate to. So there's, you know, I have a normal giving pattern that I give to organizations. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see who's got the best emails that lead up to Giving Tuesday. Like what mailing list am I on? Yeah.
Probably a lot, though, because from the Good Work Show, we get on a lot of
things. We get a lot.
Yeah, yeah. But
I might support March of Dimes, because I feel there's a little bit of pressure there.
Hey, you know, I just, you know, look at all the purple I have in my office.
No, it's very subliminal. It's like March of Dimes, March of Dimes.
This is my favorite color. So as if no one could tell that, you know, purple is what I do. But no, I'll be supporting March of Dimes. Not just for Giving Tuesday. I was already doing some work with them. But yeah, well, we're definitely supporting our own goodwill and through lots of efforts there. But there'll be a lot of organizations. Just check your email. Go on social media. Find a way. There's so many. And remember when we did Giving Tuesday on Giving Tuesday, like in December? No,
yeah,
November. Whenever it was, last year, 2019, we did a whole scrolling list of all of the
nonprofits
that had been on the Good Work Show that you could just go find. Like, there were hundreds.
Hundreds. We'll see if we can dig that up and put that back up for Giving Tuesday Now, so that you can see that list and reference them again and see some of the great organizations that we've talked to, or go back and listen to some back episodes of the podcast if there's an organization. I'm telling you, if you get an email from an organization about Giving Tuesday and you're like, I don't know anything about them, I bet you if you go to our podcast and, you know, search, you can probably find that organization and hear the interview and learn more about the organization.
That's true. That's so true.
We've done a lot of the research for you.
That's right. So yeah, so definitely support your local nonprofits. We'll be here for you on the Good Work Show to bring you some other nonprofit friends. We were going to do a drop-in show today, but I don't feel like we had any drop-ins.
No.
So we'll plan another drop-in.
Yeah,
I tried to get my dad to download Zoom. He couldn't.
We're trying to. Well, my dad said he's standing by. So if he wants to join us one week, he's willing to. I'm actually kind of interested. I haven't, like, I've talked to him, but I haven't seen him since last week. So I'm interested now in the progress of his beard.
Oh, I bet you he's like Santa right now.
He looked like Santa last week, so we'll see how he. My nephews were calling him Papa Santa, so, you know.
They really were? Oh my gosh.
That's call funny. Him Papa Santa. Like I said, I've never seen my dad with a beard. He's always been clean shaven, so it was kind of shocking. Yeah. So how are you doing wearing a mask?
I'm okay with it. I kind of wear it sometimes, and sometimes I don't. So, I mean, I know they say wear it all the time, but
no.
it's to protect other people. And I, it's not that I don't care about other people. I just don't have it all. And I don't go all the,
you have to like caveat that.
I know I don't have, I have, so my mom made me one and I didn't have it until like recently, like a couple weeks ago. So I keep that one in the car more recently, but I did go to the grocery store last night and I did not put my mask on when I went in the grocery store. So, however, there was so many people in there without the mask on.
Well, have you seen the, there's like this thing, I don't know. I've been wearing it, but it makes me feel very, I feel like I'm just going to have to wear it to get used to it so that it becomes second nature. Like, I think that's
just really strange. It's a strange,
it's strange. And I have the, I haven't gotten my cloth ones yet, but my disposable ones.
You didn't get it?
It should come today or tomorrow.
I got mine. Mine is right. Mine is,
oh, did you? Yeah. I got my first.
As you can see, it's still in the pack.
I know. I got my first.
But I got a washer.
Yeah, I got my first order. Well, I had two orders. I ordered some for myself and then I ordered some for my dad. So I mailed his to him. So the second order hasn't come yet. I don't know. I'm just kind of like, I'm
they said you're supposed to put your mask on first and you did the opposite.
That's true. But I don't leave my house. So.
Well, your dad's probably not leaving his either.
He doesn't leave his house either. I called him yesterday and I was like, what are you doing? He's like sitting in the, I heard him talking to somebody. I'm like, who are you talking to? And he's like, oh, I'm just sitting in the garage and people are walking around, like taking a walk. So they just stop and say hi from the driveway.
Yeah.
So. But I want to make sure.
The candy man.
He is.
Throw some candy. Throw some candy to him in the street. They need to come back out with that. They need to come back with the candy house.
They need the farm store. I know we were talking about this earlier in the week, but that.
What that was, that drive-through convenience store?
Yeah. So they were called the farm stores, and they basically were. It was like a. It was kind of like the convenience store at a gas station, except there wasn't a gas station. And it had a drive-up window. And basically, anything that you can get in the convenience store at the gas station. So, like, snacks. They had, like, general groceries. So, you could get, like, milk and bread and that kind of stuff. And then you could get, like, beer and cigarettes and whatever. Yeah. But you could get all of it at the farm store. And it was a drive-through. But they went out of business.
So, did you just tell them, I need a pack of Hubba Bubba and some Nerds? Yeah. And just drove up and... Now, don't,
not even because there was
those two things because that's what I because there was it was called Food Corner Market in my neighborhood where it was by my dad's house, but it was in a drive up. But it was basically the same thing. Yeah. It was your corner. It was a corner store.
This was a corner store because I'm pretty sure they had pickles and I don't know if they had pig's feet, but they might have had the eggs.
Yes,
the pickled eggs.
I've never had that. I just don't understand what that would, why would that be a thing?
You know, I don't eat eggs. So first of all, I would never do that.
Yeah.
But I did like the pickles.
No, the pickles were legit. I bought some pickles yesterday. Not that. So you have to try Wickles Pickles.
Wickles
Wicked Pickles. They're kind of like sweet and hot, like at the same time. And they're really, really good.
I have to try. I love pickles. Like And that's something I never buy, but I love dill pickles. I don't know why I never buy them. I don't think about it.
I don't either, but I was down in the grocery store yesterday.
We're in the pickle aisle.
Yeah, in the pickle aisle because I was going to get some, salad dressing or something. It is on the same aisle.
But yeah, we were just laughing. I was like, yeah, the farm store was like 20 years ahead of its time because I could imagine you could get, and there was like a huge markup, of course, like a pint of ice cream there costs like, you know, $35, but you didn't have to get out the car.
that's actually pretty good. Yeah. They should come back out with that.
You know, when I asked our financial advisor about that as an investment, he didn't respond. So I don't know if that non-response that was a dumb idea, or if I all of a sudden see farm stores start popping up, I know what happened to my idea.
It's John's farm store. Then we know. But you know, I guess 7-Eleven could have that, like a Circle K, 7-Eleven, like they could co-op that, I guess.
Yes, I don't under. There is one when I was in, I had to drop a friend off to pick up a car in Tucker earlier. Well, I don't know what day it was at this point, but there is one in Tucker, a drive-through convenience store, and I was like, "See," yeah. And the car in front of me almost ran into it because we were approaching the light, and at the last minute, they slammed on their brakes and turned into the. I was like, "See,"
they needed some Hubba Bubba.
They needed some Hubba Bubba. Well, anywho, this has been fun.
It has been fun. It's good to catch up with our friends on the Good Work Show. We miss you all, so we'll be back soon with some more great nonprofit leaders that will tell us, honestly, by the time we get back, they'll be telling us what they had been doing during coronavirus and what they're doing afterwards, because there's going to be a lot of recovery. You know, I think everybody's looking forward to the day where we'll come back and, you know, things will go back to something, but they're not going to go back to what they were. So it's going to be very interesting to see what they do go back to and how the nonprofits are adjusting, how they're serving their communities and what they're doing. So we'll be digging into all of that and more when we come back on the Good Work Show for real after the COVID times.
All right, guys, have a good day.